Now it is time for our Pops update. We have paid $1,000 in July, and we are now down to $18,000. So you all have been doing great. Matt has already drawn the line for me to color in, so hopefully I can go in between the lines and stay in the lines. We have been doing a great job trying to pay this off quickly. There we go. As I hear the change coming out, you guys already know what day it is. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We ask that you would be with us as we go down to Children's Church so we can learn more about you and focus on you, God. In your name we pray, amen. All right, I'll see you guys later. You get your hand out of there.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. You're the ones that him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
What do you say? High five, girl! Woo! Way to rock it!
That was a great job. Just made my job a lot harder having to follow that. Yep. Today's lesson is on being courageous, and I'm going to have to be pretty courageous to follow that one, that's for sure. All right. Well, good morning again. I'm so glad to be able to come and just preach with you all and just listen to the Word of God together. Today's scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 13, and it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppress you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, "Do not fear, I will help you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, I've always loved this scripture in Isaiah. I love what the Lord is telling him and what he is telling to the Lord's people. This reminder of how powerful our God is and how much he loves us and how much he sticks with us and fights for us. When I look at this scripture, I see it as a call to live boldly and courageously for God. This scripture reassures us that God is with us, that God is actively fighting for us day in and day out, fighting to make the plans that he has for us be successful in our life. But so often we forget verses like this. So often we forget the powerful and mighty God we serve, and we become complacent. We become comfortable in our day-to-day lives, and it's hard for us to push past it. And it's easy for us to become complacent. There are many reasons of why we become complacent. The reasons could be maybe a fear of growing. We like where we're at now as a person. We don't want to grow anymore because we don't know what it'll look like. Maybe it's a fear of change. We like the situation that we're in right now. We don't want to push through because there's an unknown with change. There's stuff that we don't know when we're going through change, and that's scary to us. Maybe it's a fear of failure. You know, we tried time and time again, but every time we've tried to step out, we've failed. And we remember those failures, and we get beaten down by them and chained by them. And we think that we can't move on anymore, or that we don't want to move on anymore. Maybe it's apathy or laziness. We just don't care to continue to grow because we don't think we can, or because we like the place that we're at right now. There's many reasons of why we become complacent. But when we become complacent, we become lukewarm Christians. Christians who claim to know God, Christians who claim the name of God, but aren't being transformed by him, that aren't growing with him. They may claim to know God, but don't do anything about it. And those are lukewarm Christians. Those are Christians who have become complacent in where they're at in life, too comfortable with where they're at in their current situation. And the Bible warns us very clearly about lukewarm Christians, saying in Revelations chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." God is saying that instead of lukewarm, he would rather have us be hot on a fire for him or cold, not in this middle. For it's in this middle where Christians get a bad reputation, where Christians do the most damage, because we claim the name of Christ, but we are not acting like Christians. We claim the name of Christ, but we are not being transformed and made renewed in the image of God. And there's been many times in my life, in my walk, where I have grown complacent. Times where I've put my plans in front of God's plans because I thought they would serve me better in those moments. Times where I've put my studying the Bible on hold because there's other stuff that I would rather do. Times where I put serving others on hold because of my selfishness, because I liked what I was doing at the time. But nothing good comes out of being complacent. Because when we are complacent, when we are too comfortable, then we are not doing the things that Christ calls us to do. We're not truly living in to this name of Christ that we bear. See, when we become complacent, some things happen. Complacency assumes strength where there is only weakness, chooses ignorance over knowledge, claims safety where there is only danger. Complacency accepts apathy in place of love, laziness over action, and conformity instead of transformation. When we become complacent, growth ends, withering begins, and death lurks. I don't know about you all, but that does not sound like anything God is calling us to. God is not calling us to accept apathy in place of love. God is not calling us to be lazy over action in his name. God is not calling us to conformity of this world instead of being transformed by him. Instead, we are called to be courageous. We are called to be courageous and bold for the Lord we serve, knowing that he is with us, knowing that he is the very one who empowers us. Because when we have courage, when we live for God, we show love, we become strong, and we become transformed Christians in the image that Christ created us to be. We are to live boldly. We are to continue growing, not being happy with where we are now, but being hungry to know Christ more and more each day, to grow in the image that he created us to be in. We shouldn't be happy with just good enough, but we should strive for excellence. We should strive to be the Christ-like people that Christ created us to be. But to do this, we must stretch. We must stretch outside of our comfort zone. We must continue to go past the point where we are comfortable, because that is what Christ calls us to. And when I think of stretching out of our comfort zone, I can't help but to go back and think about my time of working at Camp Lucon and being there. You see, at Camp Lucon, we give what are called stretch talks before all of our action options. So before we go rappelling, ziplining, climbing, we give stretch talks, talks that we give to the campers about stepping out of our comfort zone, knowing that Christ will catch us when we take that leap of faith, that some of the things we do in life may be scary, they may be frightening, they might not be easy to do, but we are called to take that leap of faith and stretch out of our comfort zone so that we can truly live courageously for Christ. And when I think of these stretch stories, I always think of my favorite one. There is this elephant who is with the circus. And after every show, the circus people would chain the elephant up and they would take a big stake and hammer it into the ground. And that elephant would try to pull away and pull away and pull away, but there was no way that it could get free. That chain and that stake was just too strong for this little baby elephant. He became complacent. He became comfortable with just being able to move so far and not going to pull past the chain. Well, as this elephant grows up, he gets stronger and stronger and bigger. But he still remembers the struggle that he had when he was just a young baby elephant. And the circus workers, they all know that he won't try to pull away. So as the elephant gets stronger and bigger, they hammer the stake in less and less in the ground. Now, this big, strong elephant could pull away at this stake at any point he wanted to now. But he remembers his past failures. He remembers all the times he's tried before and failed. So many times we are like this elephant. We only think we can go so far. We only think we can do so much. We only think we can live so boldly or so courageously on our own. We may try to do something, but then remember in the back of our minds the times that we tried it before and failed, and we become slaves to that bondage of fear, the fear of failure, the fear of changing, the fear of trying something new. But we have to move away from this way of thinking. We have to be people of Christ, knowing the power of the God that is with us, knowing the power of the God that calls us sons and daughter. You see, this elephant could have ripped out that chain at any point and been on with his life, continuing to grow and strive for greater things. And we are the same way. Christ is calling us to step out of this complacency, to step out of this comfort and live courageously and boldly for him. We must step out and stretch and step out of our comfort zone. How do we live courageously for the Lord? Well, it's pretty simply said, we have to do two things. Number one is we have to trust. And number two is we have to stretch. We have to trust that God's plan is right for us. We have to trust that God will always be right there beside us like he says he will be. We have to trust that God is who he says he is, and we have to trust that God is who he says we are. And when we trust God, we have to step out into things that he is entrusting us to do, That is to create disciples. That is to go out and serve one another. That is to share his love and his word. And that's not always an easy thing to do. That's not always something that we're just chomping at the bit to do, because it's something that is difficult for a lot of us. It's something that doesn't come easy. And that involves the second step, this stretching out of our comfort zone, knowing that when we take that leap of faith, that God will be right there to hold us up with his righteous right hand, that God will be right there to catch us as soon as we take that leap of faith, and that God will be right there with us the whole way through. We serve a God who doesn't call us and leaves us, but we serve a God who calls us and goes with us every step of the way. We have to stretch to get out of our comfort zone. We have to stretch in order to live courageously instead of being complacent. How is God calling you to stretch? How is God calling you to stretch today, this week, this month, or even this year? Because if we're being honest with ourselves, God is calling us to more than we're doing right now. And I think that's true of every single one of us in this room, including myself. God is calling us to more. Are we going to be courageous and stretch out of our comfort zone? Or will we be complacent and stay where we think we're comfortable? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for being a God who goes with us. We thank you for being a God who lets us have an active role in this redemption story. That you don't call us to just sit on the sidelines and watch it happen, but you call us to be a part of it so that we can be people filled with joy, so that we can be people that are blessed by our service to one another. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would be with us and to help us be courageous for you, to help us stretch out of our comfort zone, out of this normality of complacent, and to live courageously for you. Heavenly Father, we ask all these things in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.